Now we're going to have our scripture readings. We've got three today. Two of them are found in Proverbs and one in James. And the youth and young people are going to come and read that for us. So if you've got your Bibles, follow along, please. Bethan is going to be the first one, so thank you, Bethan.
To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked for a day of disaster.
Look here, you who say, today and tomorrow we are going to a certain town and will stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us, we will live and do this, or what, or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your pretentious plans, and all such boasting is evil.
Trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Yes, thank you, Bethan, Hugh, and Amelia, for reading those scriptures to us. Please, turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 16. It's on page 662, if you have a pew Bible with you. And the verse reads, because we're doing the theme today, is what I've been asked to do, is the verse of the year, for us to look at it, which we've memorized, haven't we? Yeah, I've heard a few, saw a few nods there. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Wow. That looks like a blank check, doesn't it? Doesn't it? You just read it that way and say, oh, great. Everything I'm going to do, I'm just going to say, Lord, here it is. Bless it. Make it prosper. Well, it's not quite that way, because during the year, and you say, well, Lord, I give you these plans, and it's fallen apart. What's happened? And we begin to moan at God, and, you know, we get disappointed in that. But we've got to take the verse in context. Because go back to verse 1 of chapter 16 here. And it says, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer from the tongue. Or as the NLT puts it this way, we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives us the right answer. And the New Century Version puts it a bit easier this way. People make plans in their minds, but only the Lord can make them come true. In other words, we can make all the plans that we want, but unless it has God's blessing upon it, unless God exercises it, it comes to naught. And it all comes down to that word, commit. Look at that first word. Commit doesn't mean just to present it to the Lord and say, here. No, when you commit something to God, you're entrusting God to it. You are giving it over to God and say, here, take my plans. We are submitting to what he will do, because he'll take those plans and he'll make it in such a way that's his plans, but it makes it out, he gives it back to you. You're asking him to take charge of it. You're entrusting it. The passage that Hugh read for us in James is the opposite, the downside of it, the different side of it. Because those people, if you remember, they said, now, next year, we're going to go to that city there. We're going to set up a business and make loads and loads of money. Be great. But it says they didn't consider God, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, do we? We need to say instead, if it is the Lord's will, we'll do this. We've got to trust God in these matters. In the same way, this is for us. You know, we can make all the planning, but unless we put God in the center of it, it's all futile. If we really want to succeed in what we do as individuals or as a church, we need to submit it to God and submit to Him and these plans. Our plans might seem right. They might say, it's really good. We've done a lot of background study. We've done a lot of preparation. It's got to be right. But God knows more than you and I. And therefore, it's the important thing is to commit, turn over, to give to Him these plans. And verse 2 is very true as it comes to mind. Look at this. It says, we believe we have the right motive and purpose in our plans and ideas. It seems right, but God weighs up the motive. Or as the Message puts it, rather bluntly, as he always does. Peterson has a way of putting things black and white. Sometimes we don't agree with him, but it kind of makes you stop and think. And he says, humans are satisfied with whatever looks good, but God probes for what is good. As we commit to the Lord, whatever we do in 2025, he will establish our plans as individuals and for us as a church. The matter of appointing a new minister, for example, and all the other programs that the church has. As we have these plans, we do these with the best intentions. But we still need to say, Lord, I commit it to you. I submit to your ideas. My plans may seem great, but your ideas are better. And this is what we've got to do, is to commit to the Lord. And verse 4 tells us why. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked, for the day of disaster. You know, it reminds me of that verse in Romans chapter 8, which says, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. And this is a promise for those who love God, those who have been called by God. It's not just for everybody, but no, it's for those that love God and who obey his commandments. You know, we have examples in the Bible too, don't we? Of people who committed their way, committed their plans, their ideas to the Lord, and they were successful. Paul is an example. He and Silas at the time were having a great ministry there in what we call Turkey today. And they wanted to go a bit further in. But God said no. They submitted to God rather than go their own way. And instead they went into Macedonia. And thus the gospel came to Europe. God's plan is that way. Philip is another example. There was a ministry he was doing really great there in Samaria. People were becoming Christians. The church was growing. And then God said, Philip, I want you to go down to the desert. Seems like a terrible thing, doesn't it? Great ministry, and then you go to a desert. He meets one person. But he submits to God's will. It's an Ethiopian he meets. And that Ethiopian takes the gospel to Africa. God's plans are so much better than ours. And of course, Jesus is a supreme example, isn't he? He's the one that submitted and everything himself to God. God the Father. And he said, not my will, but yours be done. And when he did this, he brought salvation to mankind. If Jesus had said, no, I'm going to do it my way, I don't want that, we'd still be lost in our sins. We wouldn't be here, for a fact, because why would we be here? It's only because of salvation that we gather like this together to worship God. So, as we go into this year of 2025, let's make it our priority to submit to God and commit everything we do to Him, and He will establish it. Let me repeat that again. Let's make it our priority to submit to God and commit everything we do to Him, and He will establish it. I don't know if Paul remembers this, Paul Hills. He's always giving us out little leaflets, isn't he? Little snippets. Well, I save him, Paul. And I got out my Bible. And there was this prayer that he gave us one Sunday. And I think it's so appropriate as we start the year 2025. And I'd like for us to read it as a prayer. So if we can put that up on the screen. There we go. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, we seek the guidance of your Holy Spirit in all that is before us. In planning for the future, give us wisdom. In the matters of finance, give us responsibility. In dealing with people, give us love. Help us in all things to honor your name, to advance your kingdom, and to carry out your will through Christ Jesus. Amen. Isn't that a super prayer for 2025? Thank you, Paul, for that.